And so I want to set the scene. It was earlier that day that the distressed Mary Magdalene came running from the empty tomb, saying that the body of Jesus was missing. And then later she ran with jubilation and excitement to say, "I have seen the Lord." Wow, the resurrected Jesus, revealing himself to a woman. Only Jesus would do that, hey? A day like no other. In verse 19 it says, "On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders." And we're told that the disciples were afraid. They were afraid of the Jewish leaders, yes, almost certainly afraid for their own lives and for their uncertain futures, possibly fearful of their own failures, that they've let their master down after following him for so long. And you know, I totally get that. I get that feeling of fear. I'm sure you do too. Jesus was their rock, and now he has gone. But one thing that is for absolute certain, I should imagine they felt totally lost. What do we do now? What next? And that reminds me of when I brought my first son home from the hospital. We kind of plonked him on the carpet in the lounge and looked at each other and thought, so what do we do now? I'm not prepared for this. I'm not equipped. I feel completely on my own. I feel lost. Our life is never going to be the same. And really, it hasn't been. And the future is looking very scary now indeed. And so the disciples had locked themselves in a room. But remember that Jesus is Lord. And this is my word. Jesus is not restricted by a locked door. What did he do? He came in, he stood amongst them, and he declared, "Peace be with you." You see, Jesus comes right in through the locked door, into the midst of the fearful disciples, and he says, "Peace be with you." He doesn't confront them with their failures, but he gives them peace. His greeting, "Peace be with you." This gesture carries the sense of the Hebrew shalom. It's a blessing of tranquility, but much more than that. It's a deep, holistic sense of well-being, a kind of peace that the world cannot give you, but Jesus can. In verse 20, it says, "After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.' And with that, he breathed on them and said, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.'" The disciples were overjoyed to see the Lord. Their sorrow had been turned into joy. Their mourning had been turned into dance. But one of them was missing. Who was missing? It was Thomas. And I have a Thomas, and this makes me smile, the same Thomas that we plonked on the floor and didn't know what to do with. I'd like to say that he takes after his namesake, but I'm afraid he doesn't. See, my Thomas has complete FOMO, fear of missing out. There's no way he would have missed that original encounter with Jesus. He would have totally been there. But this Thomas, also known as Didymus, he hadn't seen the Lord with his own eyes, and he was a doubter. And I think this verse speaks a lot about our own humanity, and it talks about a lot of our own depth of trust. For some of us, seeing is believing, isn't it? How often do we use the phrase, "I'll believe it when I see it"? Show me the evidence. When I see it, I'll believe. In verse 25, the infamous skeptic says, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." Or maybe, "Unless God heals my friend of cancer, unless I can live financially worry-free for the rest of my life, unless he comes and ends war and poverty in my lifetime, then I'll believe. Unless, unless." And so now we fast forward another week to verse 26. It's been exactly a week since that Easter day, the day where death was defeated forever, and Jesus returns to be with them for the first time. And the disciples are still in that same place, in a room with the doors firmly locked. And here we are gathered here tonight, aren't we, at St. Mark's, 1 week after the resurrection. And I guess my question to you is, are we still in the same place? Or have we moved? Has the truth of the empty tomb done anything in our lives? Maybe something to contemplate. And Jesus appears to them again with that greeting, "Peace be with you." So who feels like they're stuck behind a locked door tonight? You can't shift it, you can't move it, you can't find a way out of it. But remember, Jesus is Lord. He's not restricted by a locked door. And just like he rolled away the stone of the tomb, he too can move away a seemingly locked door. He says, "Peace be with you." Let me calm your fears, your anxieties, your worries. Receive my peace. My peace that transcends all understanding. My peace I give you that world out there can't give you. And Thomas, let me settle your doubts. Let me settle your anxieties. Reach out your hand. Put it into my hands. Fill the nails. Fill the hole in my side. Stop doubting and believe. And what does Thomas say? I think he fell on his knees and he said, my Lord and my God, I believe. I believe. You see, Thomas needed to see the miracle, and Jesus knew that, didn't he? Seeing, you know, was believing for him. He'd gone through his own resurrection, I believe. He'd gone from doubting Thomas to convicted Thomas. But this is the thing in verse 29. It says, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And this is the hope we have, not just any old hope. We have hope and reassurance from Jesus himself. Thomas had the privilege of this, but we and many generations before, we have the faith to believe something that we haven't seen, and we are still blessed. And that is faith. It's trusting and believing and leaning on something that you haven't necessarily seen with your own eyes. During Holy Week this year, a group of us went to walk the Camino de Santiago in northern Spain. We were a group of 19 pilgrims, and with us was a beautiful lady called Hayley. Now, Hayley is completely and utterly blind. She cannot see a thing. And do you know what? She's an absolute inspiration to us. Because Hayley persevered every day and walked every step of that Camino de Santiago with help of each of us other 18 pilgrims. We took it in turns and we took her along that route. 120 kilometers almost. It's quite incredible, isn't it? But in order to get from A to B, she relied on one of us to escort her. She put her complete trust in us and we led her along the way. It was such a privilege for us and it was such an accomplishment for Hayley. She had a faith and a trust that could move mountains. It was humbling and inspiring. Hayley was certainly not going to get a locked door getting her way of getting from Sarria to Santiago. And God is not restricted by stone covering the entrance of a tomb. And you, my friends, need to hear that nothing, nothing is impossible when Jesus is Lord. The way might be blocked, the exit obstructed, the door locked, but Jesus can get through that. There's nothing that can hold him back. And so whatever is in your life right now, whatever is placed in front of you, go home tonight and just know that certain declaration of Thomas that Jesus is Lord and my God, he says. And hold that deep, unwavering trust of Hayley on the Camino that she can see, she can believe without seeing, and grasp a firm and solid belief. As it says in verse 31, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen.